Acts 6. During those days, as the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenists made a complaint against the Hebrews, that in the daily distribution their widows were being overlooked. So the 12 called a full meeting of the disciples and addressed them. It would not be right for us to neglect the word of God in order to wait at tables. You, brothers, must select from among yourselves 7 men of good reputation, filled with the Spirit and with wisdom, whom we should appoint to this task. As for us, we will continue to devote ourselves to prayer and to the service of the word. The whole assembly approved of this proposal and elected Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, together with Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch, a convert to Judaism. These they presented to the apostles, and after prayer, they laid their hands on them. The word of the Lord continued to spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem was greatly increased, and a large group of priests made their submission to the faith. Stephen, filled with grace and power, began to work great wonders and signs among the people. Then certain people from the synagogue called the Synagogue of Freedmen, and from Cyrene and Alexandria, and others from Cilicia and Asia, came forward to debate with Stephen. But they could not stand up against him because of his wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. So they procured some men to say, "We heard him using blasphemous language against Moses and against God." They stirred up the people against him, as well as the elders and scribes, and taking him by surprise, seized him and brought him to the council. There they put up false witnesses to say, "This man never stops making speeches against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus the Nazarene is going to destroy this place, and also the traditions that Moses handed down to us." Although sitting in the council looked intently at Stephen, and they saw that his face was like the face of an angel.